Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I can't believe Aaron is going to be the one who doesn't want to do this.
It's not that I don't want to. It's just... I'm. This is a surprise to me. I'm not in the right mindset to do this.
We're trying something new on the show. And it's only... As far as it's a little bit court ordered, we need to. Yeah. We're trying to be a little more positive.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
every time I try to be positive, like life just wrecks me.
Well, this is your moment, okay?
All right.
So we're on this day of the week. As you go into the weekend,
okay,
we want you to have a positive outlook on life. We do news or nope, and you're just like, oh, these are like. Whatever, some of the stories, and sometimes they're sad and like whatever. Mm-hmm. And we do like shoplifting stories. We just take story. It's just, there's a lot of strife in the world. So yeah. we're going to do Feel Good Fridays.
Yeah.
For as long as we can stomach it.
You mean as long as it is court ordered?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can tell that I'm stalling right now because I'm just trying to find something.
Do we have any positive
like,
music? Yeah.
That's not bad.
It feels good.
It's Feel Good Friday, everybody. Oh, welcome.
No. All right.
Hi. My name's Slacker. You can call me Slacks. You know, call me Slacks.
Nice to meet you, Slacks.
Nice to meet you, too. What's your name?
Great to be here. I'm Hacks. I'm D-Hack.
Hi. You, young lady?
You Wax. I'm Aaron. I just wanted to fit in.
Okay. T-Hack, do you have a feel-good story you'd like to tell us?
I have a wonderful story.
Let's hear it,
buddy. About 102-year-old Marjorie Fitterman and 100-year-old Bernie Littman. They've tied the knot.
Aww.
Becoming the oldest married couple with a combined age of 202 years and 270-plus days. They met at a senior living facility in Philly, where they met after losing both of their spouses. So it's a second love for both of them, but love never dies, right? They met at a costume party on their floor. They clicked
Stop,
instantly.
That's so cute.
Oh my God. I don't know if you can feel what's happening in the room.
Feels good.
My heart is growing.
She's going in and I'm getting out. I don't like this.
No.
I don't know.
Wait till I tell you that.
I'm not that old and I can't find anybody. This old man.
No, but can't you just picture them at a costume party on their floor? They both have their walkers and like,
yeah,
oh, it's so cute.
Their first date coincided with the birth of one of Bernie's great granddaughters. She was involved for that. Like, hey, I got to skedaddle out of this date a little early. My great granddaughter is being born. It's cute. It's cute.
Okay.
Bernie credits his long life to staying curious, reading, and keeping up with current events. Marjorie says she drinks buttermilk. All things I don't do. So maybe I should start.
Okay. That was feel good. How many of these do we have to do? Do we each have to do one?
Why not?
Try.
We can try.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Because you're in a bad mood. I didn't think you had one.
Well, I still have one.
Okay,
but
go.
it's not going to sound as positive.
Okay, just try.
It's been a challenging year for two families in Minnesota. They both each had premature babies. But it turns out that they have the same medical condition. So while one baby starts beeping, the other one starts beeping at the same time. So they have bonded and become like best friends.
In the hospital.
Yeah.
Aww.
And they're like helping each other.
Like the NICU or something.
Yes.
Wow.
So they have bonded.
So you guys are doing love at 100.
And at born.
And like pre-born,
yeah.
Kind of. Like
wow.
Negative. That's something that's always bothered me about premature babies. Yes, they're born then. But then they're just always going to be small. So I almost feel like you got to like make their birth date when they would have been born. Do you know what I mean?
So that
they turn one and they're really, their body's only like 6 months old because they were born. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm saying.
I do, but
why? I don't know because it just feels weird because like you look real small for a five-year-old. Because it's like, well, because I was a premature baby and like.
Yeah. Maybe you could get two birthdays, your birthday and then like your expected one. And yeah. It's kind of like celebrating.
Thank you for understanding. Mm-hmm. That's what Feel Good Friday is all about, T-Hack.
Yeah.
Finding a commonality between. I got a man who's so in love with it. These are all about love. Is that what we're going to do? Got a man who's so in love with his woman. They were out in Fort Severn First Nation, a small community of 400 people in Canada. They were out looking for their dogs when out of nowhere, a polar bear lunged at the woman.
Oh, whoa.
I want to tell you, if a polar bear lunges at my woman or either of you.
Thank you.
The next thing we're going to hear is a polar bear eating one of you. But this man jumped on the polar bear to save his wife.
Wow. Oh, man. That's a high bar.
It
is massive.
For the other fellas out
there.
Of course.
Leaving him non-life-threatening injuries to his arms and legs. A neighbor arrived with a gun and shot the wife.
Stop. Stop it.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.